Numbers 13:30. Go take possession. I want to talk to you about taking territory in the spiritual sense. In the book of Numbers chapter 13, we see spies from the children of Israel being sent into the land of Canaan. Their job was to survey the land in which the Lord was about to give them. Please follow along with me as we look at a number of verses together. Verses 1 and 2 say, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel." Verse 17, "Then Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said to them, Go up this way into the south, and go up to the mountains, and see what the land is like, whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, few or many, whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, whether the cities they inhabit are like camps or strongholds." Verse 25, "And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. Verse 27, "Then they told him and said, We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Verse 30, "Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." God told the people to go possess the land, and it truly was a land flowing with milk and honey. The point that I really want to hit on is that you and I are called to go and possess the land. I'm not talking about physical warfare here, but rather spiritual warfare. You see, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, then you have overcome everything. Jesus has all authority, and he's given the believer that same authority. You can check out Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, and Luke chapter 10, verse 19. When Jesus died on the cross, the victory was won. Death was beaten, and the believers in Jesus inherited everything God had to give. If you look at Hebrews chapter 2, in the middle of verse 14, the Bible says that through death, he, that's Jesus, might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. When Jesus died on the cross, he destroyed the power of death and the devil. The battle's been won for us. We are victorious. However, our job now is simply clean up crew. It is our job as followers of Jesus Christ to uproot, cast out, and destroy the satanic strongholds, principalities, and powers in the regions in which we live. I want to empower you to go and possess the land in which the Lord has given you. What is your land? Everywhere you place the sole of your foot. What do I mean? If you turn to the book of Joshua chapter 1 and look at verse 3, the Lord says, "Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you." In other words, everywhere where you and I walk, it's our ground. It's holy unto the Lord. Therefore, it's our responsibility to evict everything that is not of the kingdom of God out of our territory. It is time that Christians take action and walk in the authority in which Jesus purchased for us. It's not okay for bars, casinos, abortion clinics, psychics, and other such things to be in my city. So what should I do to come against these principalities and powers? Should I protest wearing sandwich boards and holding picket signs? Probably not. I want to give you one super practical way on how to go and take possession of the land that the Lord has given you. Here it is. Magnify the name of the Lord Jesus. On your own, please check out Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 20. As Jesus' name is magnified, and as you love the people who are in front of you with the genuine love of Jesus Christ, as you operate in miraculous signs and wonders, people are going to begin developing a relationship with Jesus. As you begin to preach the gospel and demonstrate the kingdom of God on earth, people are going to fall in love with the true Jesus found in the Bible. When somebody gives their life to Christ and they receive the Holy Spirit, God begins to work from the inside out of that person, and the principalities and powers are forced to go. If the owner of a strip club gets saved, they're probably going to shut down their business. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and honor you. We thank you that you have all authority and that you've given us the same authority. May we be radically in love with you and be radicals that transform the regions that you've given to us. May we walk in wisdom as you guide our steps. We glorify you, Lord, and we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.